you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, this is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Jill Replogle. I cover pathways to higher education for KPCC and LAist.com. Right now, I got a quiz for you. What massive, well-paid sector of our economy has virtually the same tiny fraction of female workers that it did in the 1970s? The answer is construction. Women make up only about 2% of skilled construction workers in California. I'm talking plumbers, carpenters, electricians. I wanted to know why women have made so little progress getting into the apprenticeships that lead to these blue-collar jobs. So I paid a visit to one place that's been trying to change that. Women make up only about 2% of skilled construction workers in California. I'm talking plumbers, carpenters, electricians. And that number is actually less than it was a few decades ago. Why have women made so little progress getting into these well-paid blue-collar jobs? I'm Jill Replogle, and I wanted to find out. Woo! The morning workout for six women hoping to break into construction looks uncomfortable. They're in jeans, long-sleeve shirts, and work boots, doing squats while curling 30-pound cinder blocks.
Here we go. One.
This pre-apprenticeship training program is put on by the nonprofit WINTER, that stands for Women in Non-Traditional Employment Roles. It's one of just a few programs across the U.S. that specifically helps women prepare for construction apprenticeships. These apprenticeships can lead to good-paying union jobs. For example, some plumbers in Los Angeles finish their apprenticeship making nearly $49 an hour.
1,000.
The winter training is free, and it's intense. To get these women ready for a physically demanding job that's competitive and overwhelmingly dominated by men.
Pull it down and catch your breath. Straighten out your backs.
Getting into an apprenticeship can be a long road and not necessarily a welcoming one for women. Retired electrician Meg Vasey knows firsthand.
They insisted upon calling me Brother Vasey, because it was the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, so there were no sisters.
Vasey joined the union in 1981, and she says she was one of just 8 women out of about 1,000 men in her Northern California local. She now runs a training and advocacy organization called Tradeswomen, Inc.
I was told all the time that I was taking a man's job and that I had no right to be there. When I walked into my job site and opened up the game box where all the tools were, there would be big hustler displays.
Vasey thinks she never would have even gotten interviewed for the apprenticeship if it weren't for a federal directive that set goals for government building contractors to increase the number of women employees. The national goal was for women to work 6.9% of all hours worked on federal job sites. That's still the goal, but we've never even gotten close. Vasey says there are likely multiple reasons for this.
I do think there's not enough women who know about this work.
Vasey says there's also implicit bias among employers and Prop 209. That's the California initiative that voters passed in 1996 that prohibited affirmative action in public employment, contracting, and education. Vasey and others say, as it stands, getting into a skilled trade is almost like a family secret.
Friends, brothers, and in-laws. Those are the men who get in as well on a regular basis into construction.
Pre-apprenticeship programs like WINTER provide a way around that, especially for women and people of color. The 6 women in this cohort range from 24 to 52 years old. There's a photographer whose work dried up during the pandemic, a host at an Outback steakhouse. Diana Lantin is 31. She currently works as a server at a bar to pay the bills for her and her 11-year-old daughter. Lantin says she's always been a tinkerer.
Me, for my birthdays and, like, especially like Christmas, people always laugh at me because when I have, like, my list of what I want, I'm like, tools.
33-year-old Janelle Herrera works as a project manager in telecommunications. And after being laid off twice in the last 4 years, she hopes a union job in construction will be more stable.
I don't want to have to worry, how am I going to help my kids, you know?
The ultimate goal is to land an apprenticeship and become a journeywoman. That comes with benefits and among the best salaries you can earn without a high school diploma. President Biden says he wants to strengthen the apprenticeship pipeline for women and people of color. And California has new funding through the 2017 gas tax aimed at getting more women into pre-apprenticeship programs like Winter. After decades of minimal progress getting women into the trades, Vasey, the former electrician, says she now sees more hope than she has in a long time. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Jill Replogle.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.